This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we're just getting news in the last hour that Greece has reached a deal with its European creditors to extend its bailout for 4 more months. The agreement means that for now at least, Greece is no longer immediately at risk of running out of cash or leaving the eurozone. And details about the agreement are still coming up. But let's bring in Michael Regan of Bloomberg News, who's with us, and he's here with the latest. Michael, this caps more than a week of tension and negotiations over the new Greek government's request for a 6-month extension. That's what they were asking for. We know now that this is a 4-month extension. What more do we know about the agreement?
Well, right. So the Austrian finance minister announced this after a meeting. And basically, as you said, the bailout loans to Greece will be extended for 4 months. The European finance ministers want a list of things that Greece will agree to do by Monday. And they say they're still going to check to make sure the list is sufficient. One thing we know is that Greece has, as part of these negotiations, has agreed not to roll back or unilaterally change any of the terms of the bailout agreement, which was sort of an issue. You know, the new government came in and sort of came into power on election promises to make a lot of changes to the austerity in Greece. So at this point, it looks, you know, and there haven't been a whole lot of comments out yet, to be sure, from the Greek government on the record. So we're still waiting to, you know, hear what they have to say and to confirm that they are completely on board with this. So it does look like an agreement was reached. That said, there have been sort of a lot of false starts in these negotiations, and other times it looked like they were near a deal, and it ended up being falling apart. So, you know, there is a little bit of caution that you have to take with any of these reports coming out of Europe that, you know, what the ministers are saying is actually true on the other side of the aisle. But it appears at this moment like the agreement is to, you know, proverbially kick the can down the road for 4 months.
Well, and keep. The interesting thing is that sometimes when you get news like this, you see a big pop in the markets all around the world. Today, now, if we look at the Dow at this very moment, it's up 149 points, but it didn't really spike. It was just a slow and steady rise throughout the day. So either everyone was expecting this or people are kind of taking this with a grain of salt.
Right. There were sort of reports trickling out throughout the day that this was a potentiality, that they were close to an agreement. So the market obviously sniffs those out early. And so the actual announcement didn't cause a huge spike. It did cause further strength in the stock market and treasuries fell. So, you know, the market is taking it pretty seriously that the deal is at hand.
Well, and what are the broader implications here? Because there are other countries that may look at this and say, well, if Greece got what it wanted out of this deal, let's say a country like Spain, maybe we should elect an anti-austerity government and they'll do the same thing and we won't have to take these tough austerity measures.
Right. Especially, as you say, in Spain, certainly there are, you know, everyone's has a close eye on this. I think we have to wait and see what exactly this deal looks like. You know, the Greek government, you know, wanted to do a lot. They wanted to stay in the euro currency union. They wanted to sort of roll back all of these austerity measures. It's pretty obviously, you know, that they're not going to get everything they want. So it'll be curious really to see what exactly this deal looks like when it's finally put down on paper over the weekend.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News with the latest news out of Brussels that Greece has reached a deal for a 4-month extension of its bailout with its European creditors. Mike, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.